I peered around. Every vertical surface consisted of the same decomposed basalt. The inner fortress was so huge, its magnitude would have stricken me numb had I not experienced Overlook and the palace in Taglios. Though still standing, it had been cracked 100 ways. Thousands of chunks, great and small, had fallen from its face and lay in heaps at the base of the wall. They went inside, 10 minutes ago maybe. Shouldn't take long to catch up. Swan winced as he started toward the steps rising to the skinny door of the inner fortress. I suspected that, as he had a habit of doing, he had begged off earlier and had changed his mind since. Tyday clumped after me, every slamming step an indictment. Because he joined me, several other Yuang Bao peeled off the debating party and followed. The doorway seemed like a veil of darkness. It felt like a veil of darkness when I stepped through it. Like what I thought a veil of darkness ought to feel like anyway. There was little light inside. That little seemed to seep through unseen cracks above and ahead and got all the life sucked out before it reached me.
"Quit shoving back there!" I snapped.
Tide's cousins were pushing me forward as they came through the doorway. "And be quiet. I'm trying to listen." Sounds were coming from somewhere. They were ricocheting around inside a vast empty space, though, which made it impossible to guess where they originated. Willow Swan muttered, "I was right the first time. I got no business being in here." And he was right for sure, as I would learn before much time passed.
"Quiet."
In a moment, I set off in the apparent direction of the voices. Chapter 107. I heard Lady and Croaker, Bucket, Hagop, Otto, Loftus, Longo, and Cleet all cheerfully engaged in a vulgar debate. There was not one highbrow among them. When I caught up, I found the whole old crew in one ugly clump. They had even brought Howler, Longshadow, and Catcher along. Howler and Longshadow were out of their cages. Longshadow was presided over by Blade and Cordy Mather. Howler was alert, but Longshadow was little more than a drooling cabbage. The Prabhrindra Dra had gotten stuck with watching and helping Howler. No matter. I approached the old man where he and Lady were crouched, peering through a break in a wall at something that was, I guessed, never meant to be seen. Croaker looked back to see who was crowding him. I demanded, "Where's Narayan Singh?"
"He's..."
A bewildered, blank look captured his face. It was hard to make out, though. His whole crowd had only one torch burning for light. Longinus held that, and he was about 20 feet away. Still, I could see Croaker well enough to see that, suddenly, he looked like he'd been hit over the head with an axe handle. I turned to Lady. "You tell me, where's Narayan Singh? Wasn't he one of your favorite prisoners? Was he not somebody who would have been killed a long time ago if a fool named of Mergen was in charge?" Lady just stared at me. I got the feeling she wanted to put her lifetaker helmet back on and kick me in the head, but she remained strong. She continued to avoid old habits. Croaker said, "I forgot he even existed." "How could that happen?" Lady went on from there. "What happened? What did Singh do?" I ticked fingers. "He escaped. He attacked Uncle Doge, using a black rummel. He found Catcher's hideout and freed